B-Pod Studios.
Good morning.
Good morning. I believe we're back.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
I hate this show.
It's not exactly the Breakfast of Champions, but...
It's hurtful and untrue.
Don't be so grouchy.
It's too early.
I need some coffee.
Must be time to start a new day.
It's showtime, baby.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Here it is, Tuesday morning, and looks, you know, pretty decent out there right now, but it is going to rain today, so just be prepared for it.
Thanks a lot, Dark Cloud.
Yep, just trying to help you out here.
Well,
this
you can
morning.
Tell when the sky is beautiful in the morning that it's going to be a crappy day.
I know.
Yeah, it had a little bit of that red sky
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
oh my God, it's so nice though. It's going to rain later.
Let me see here. The latest is saying the rain's probably going to start about 11 this morning.
Just in time for Lucy's first day at camp. Sorry.
Oh she's today's the day, huh?
Crafts, yes.
Yeah, but it's good because yesterday my kids wanted me to inflate that damn pool again.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know. It's going to rain tomorrow, guys, so maybe we shouldn't inflate
better,
it today.
Better late on that, yeah.
Rain so. Is okay, well, a parent's sometimes greatest gift.
Yeah.
Stuff we have coming up in the program today, we have karaoke qualification calls coming up. What time do you want to do the karaoke qualification calls?
We got a couple, so yeah. I think we could probably maybe, you know.
Couple times this morning.
6:30, okay. Around 8:20 maybe.
Okay, sounds good to
7:20.
Me.
7:20. I don't know. I forget what time we said yesterday.
Men are becoming obsolete.
Finally.
we'll explain. We got that coming up this
My
morning.
My grand plan is coming together.
What are we doing in Dirty Laundry, 7:45?
Well, we got to talk about The Hills reboot.
The Hills is back last night.
The Hills are alive, and they are on MTV. And, you know, what was it, 10 years ago that Adriana Partridge and Brody Jenner and Spidey, they were all torturing us. And now they're back. They're old. They're back, and they have problems, and they're old. So we'll talk about that a little bit.
We'll cover...
Yeah, they're in their 30s, and they have plastic surgery.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. and we'll talk about the new study that came out of Britain about how coffee helps you lose weight. We'll explain that for you this morning.
Not true.
Hey, and by the way, the U.S. Women's soccer team, they did win yesterday.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
oh,
they,
good.
Yeah, they beat Spain 2-1. That means they advanced to the quarterfinals. They're going to take on France on Friday. We'll keep an eye on that for you here. And Sox win last night in the bottom of the ninth. Okay?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Winogrand is 60 seconds coming up in just minutes. All happening right here, WROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So the news that came out yesterday about the relationship between drinking more coffee and losing weight was just crushing the internet. Because everybody's always looking for, you know, ways to lose weight.
Slim down.
Okay.
So summertime.
Research out of England said that if you drink more coffee, it's going to help you lose weight, according to the study. The researchers found that the coffee can stimulate something called brown fat. Brown fat.
That sounds delicious.
Okay, that's the that's the fat in your body that helps you burn up calories.
Oh, really?
And so apparently the coffee, they didn't say in this, what about the coffee? I don't know if it's caffeine or what interacts with the brown fat and helps it burn up more calories. Researchers say that more studies need to be done, but for now the link between coffee and burning fat does look promising. But I'm thinking, okay, they're not telling the whole story here.
Yeah. Obviously, because I drink a lot of coffee.
Because the deal is you can't be down in, you know, like 3 mocha laka laka lant, you know.
Mochaccinos or whatever. Yeah, I know.
With,
the 5
with a half a cup of, you know, a half a cup of sugar. And,
yeah, I mean, that's a milkshake.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically, you know. That's what it is. You know, that's not going to do anything for you.
But if you drink, like, black coffee all day, I feel like it makes you feel a little jumpy and slightly ill. So, like, you don't feel like eating. Do you know what I mean?
It's an appetite suppressant, maybe.
You're like a coffee fiend.
I drink
coffee, all day, you know, don't you?
I drink a lot of coffee, yeah.
And
look at them.
The proof is in the 32 waist jeans.
I know.
You know, they say that this could be the secret to losing. No, the secret to losing weight is zip your pie hole. I mean, that's really it.
It's really true. It's the worst thing ever that it's so simple, yet so difficult.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because food is so delicious. You know, I know somebody who just eats to live. Can you even imagine that?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend like that.
Right?
He could care less about eating.
Yeah, like he needs to eat to live, and then that's it. There's no pleasure in it. It's just like, I eat to live. And It's amazing. It's just
either eat to live or you live to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Guess which one I am.
There you go. 80s
and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
I'm laughing so hard.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, the Sox won last night.
Oh, good.
If you gave up on them, okay, we'll cover that for you at 6:45 this morning.
Oh, good. And yeah, and well, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay. We need to cover sharks too.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
By the way, we do have a chance of maybe some thunderstorms coming through this afternoon, so just keep your eye to the sky.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was out in my yard.
Really?
And my neighbor was cutting down a giant tree limb. I'm like, what are you doing? Got struck by lightning.
Really?
I was like, no kidding.
Wow.
That was like right next to me. I'm like, whoa, that's close.
Yeah.
Better than the house.
Yeah, that's true. That'll fry everything.
And speaking of that, 42 years ago today, this guy, he was a park ranger. His name was Roy Sullivan, and he was struck by lightning for the record 7th time and survived all 7 lightning
park
strikes.
Park ranger, man. Yeah,
see?
That's probably an occupational
outside
hazard.
A lot.
Yeah, always reminds me. As a matter of fact, Roy.
He's been struck by lightning. How many times is it now, Reg?
Six times. John Candy, Great Outdoors.
I just watched it last weekend.
Funny movie.
Still so good.
Okay. So the Sox won a game in the bottom of the ninth on a basic, fundamental Little League mistake to the White Sox.
The White Sox messed up. So the White Sox, bottom of the ninth, it's tied 5-5. The Sox had already come back. They were down 5-3, and they tie it up, bottom of the ninth, and the White Sox walked the bases loaded, so they had a force out at every base.
Every base.
And they got exactly what they want, an infield single by Marco Hernandez, and he is speedy. He beat the throw to first, but the infield, he could have just flipped it to third base and
had
the out.
Bingo, would have been out right there.
But no.
No.
Red Sox score the winning run
good
on that infield
us.
Single.
All right.
And they win 6-5. They play again tonight at Fenway with the White Sox. David Price will pitch for Boston. Hey, training camp dates are out for the Patriots. This is a fun thing to do with the kids. They haven't announced like the open practices yet, but rookies report to Gillette on July 21st. Veterans arrive in camp July 24th. The Patriots kick off preseason play August 8th at Detroit. Hey, we have a receiver that plays there now, that Amendola guy. The regular season opens September 8th. And the U.S. women advanced to the World Cup quarterfinals. They won 2-1 over Spain yesterday. Both U.S. goals came on Megan Rapinoe penalty kicks. So next up, matchup with France on Friday in Paris.
Friday.
Okay.
And Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo got the NBA Most Valuable Player Award last night.
Wow. I can't believe you can pronounce that. That's awesome.
My 9-year-old taught me how to do it.
That's
Sam
true.
Sam knows how to do it.
Wow.
There you go. That's what's going on in sports morning right here, 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So I suppose you saw all the reports on the Sharks yesterday.
The Sharks are back.
And they had that, what was the name of the shark that they tagged, came back, comes back?
Ashley Grace.
Yeah, Ashley Grace.
It's a lovely little name.
She was originally tagged in 2016.
Okay.
And she's been back every year since. She goes down to the Gulf of Mexico and then comes back up.
She's like anybody over 75.
That's right. Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah. So it's starting to get nice. So, you know, we saw all the activity like in North Carolina.
Yes.
So they're kind of on their way back up to the, you know.
So then she swims all the way down around Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, goes up and eats people on the redneck.
That's right.
Redneck Riviera.
Yeah.
And then comes back here for summertime snacks.
Yes, for summertime snacks. And they saw how many yesterday? So the conservancy, the Shark Conservancy, is now looking. You know, they do their annual, like, go look and see how many sharks are in the ocean.
Yeah. They do a nice job.
They do.
They're keeping track of everything. They have that Sharktivity app that you can track the sharks are and stuff. So the research team was out yesterday on Cape Cod Bay. Mm-hmm. 9 white sharks were spotted.
Whoa.
Ashley Grace being one of them. Mm-hmm. And the sharks range in size from 8 to 11 feet, so just little ones.
Little baby sharks.
Yeah, right.
And the majority of them were at least 2 miles off the coast of Wellfleet.
That's the most important part of the story for me, that the majority of them is 2 miles out. Like, if they're, you know, if they're 50 feet from shore, I'm getting upset.
Hey, what about your buddy who's going to go to North Carolina? Was it North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's going down Saturday. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends. He's going down.
Get a load of this.
He's going down for a week in North Carolina. And so for months now, he's been talking. And we said, well, what are you going to do down there? He goes, well, I'm going to go snorkeling. I'm going to go snorkeling. I want to try to see some sharks. And I'm like, that seems like a bad idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, no, it'll be fine. I'm going to take my son with me. I'm like, that seems like
a worse idea.
Nah, he's a slow swimmer. So,
but use him for chum.
But always swim with a chum.
That's right.
So, as the, you know, months have gone on, and there have been attacks down in North Carolina.
Every time
I'm texting him, I'm like, are you still going to swim? So I talked to him yesterday. I go, he's leaving Saturday. Are you still going to go swimming down there, go snorkeling? He goes, I don't think we're going to. I'm like,
That's probably a good idea.
Very good decision.
Smart.
Probably a good idea. And I think you have to think that way, especially like down the Cape this summer. You know, hey, just like us, the sharks are trying to get an early jump on 4th of July weekend.
Exactly.
So they're already arriving.
Like a tour bus on the horizon coming into the old country buffet.
Okay. Yeah. Be smart. If you see a whole bunch of seals swimming around in the surf.
Not a good place to
don't
jump
go
in
swimming.
The water. Thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus walks into $3 Dewey's, bellies up to the bar next to Lem, and we hear...
Say, Ephus, what's the matter with you? You looked awful down in the mouth.
Well, me and Effie had another big brouhaha.
Oh, my God. How'd this one turn out?
Well, when it was all over, she come crawling to me on her hands and knees.
Oh, really? What'd she say?
She said, come out from under the bed, you gutless weasel.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, it's audition time for the Calhoun Karaoke Night. Once again this morning here on the Lorna White Morning Radio Program. And on the line with us is Celeste. Hi, Celeste.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Where are you from, Celeste?
I am from Winthrop.
Okay, from Winthrop.
Celeste, what do you do for a living?
I am an operations specialist. I deal with compliance, policies, procedures, training, a whole lot of things.
But you're on a bit of a vacation right now, right?
Yes, I got married last night.
Oh my God.
Come on.
So I would love to spend my honeymoon with you guys.
Okay. Wow. All right, that's awesome.
We're having a stay moon, so we'll be staying at home with beautiful Winthrop by the sea. So we'd love to have you guys as part of our night out one of these nights this week.
This is fantastic.
This is great. How long have you been singing karaoke?
Oh, my gosh. Like, karaoke was made for me because I really love to sing, and nobody really loves to hear me. So, you know.
We want to hear you.
Yeah, we want to hear you.
We definitely. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Totally Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, how appropriate. Nice. What's your last name now?
My new last name is Hewitt.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Celeste Hewitt is on the air. Take it away, Celeste.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sounds of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eyes. Every now and then...
That was really good.
Well,
and this is my morning voice after partying all night for my wedding. So.
Yeah. I am very impressed.
Yes, very, very impressed.
Sweet Caroline sing along last night. That was amazing. But.
Okay, so we're going to see you Thursday night, Calhoun Karaoke Night. And hey, good luck. And, you know,
congratulations.
In both cases here.
I love you guys. You guys made my. That was like. The thing of the year, I mean, the getting married thing was awesome, but this is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're in.
Yeah, you're definitely in.
Yep, you're definitely in. Okay, so Les, we'll see you Thursday night at the Calhoun.
I get it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we got The Hills, A New Beginning. Mindy Kaling is so nice. But first up, oh, and then wait a minute.
What about that naked bungee jumping?
Oh, yeah, naked bungee jumping. I know you paid attention to that, but first, I'm feeling generous today, and I've just got money lying around. I'm going to give a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop to some lucky caller. Number 15, 617-931-1057.
That's simple.
You know what? Stock up on savings for this 4th of July. I think people are probably scrambling for a little money. So
Okay.
Buy a hunk of meat.
Yeah, buy a hunk of meat on me.
Yeah.
617-931-1057 to caller number 15. Okay, let's get to naked bungee jumping, shall we?
If you would.
So, no comment. Not surprisingly, this was on The Bachelorette last night.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So, Hannah decided to go naked bungee jumping with Garrett on their one-on-one date. Thank God it wasn't a group date, because that would have been uncomfortable.
Wow.
They were in Latvia, and when you're in Latvia, what do? I mean, I don't know. Naked bungee jumping. So then Luke P., who's a weirdo, all right? Okay. Like, okay, let's just say that they're all weirdos.
That's
but Luke P. is a possessive weirdo.
When you stand out as a weirdo on a show full of weirdos.
You're really weird.
He's next level weirdo. Yeah. So Luke, who wasn't chosen for a one-on-one date, called that naked bungee jumping a slap in the face and told Hannah it felt like she cheated on him. And Hannah told him he doesn't get to decide what she does with her body. But she still decided to keep him around, one, for ratings, because he's the evil character, and two, allegedly to figure out how she truly feels about him. She can't stand him. Anyway, I just want to, for a moment, just reflect on the fact that on television in 2019, there is a woman dating 20 guys, and then to just bring it up to another sort of horrifying situation, she went naked bungee jumping with one of them. Like, I just didn't know.
When you put it that way, it sounds crazy.
I just didn't think when I was in my women's studies class at UMass Amherst that this would be something that I would be saying.
Yeah.
Did the guy naked bungee jump too?
Yes, they were naked bungee jumping together, smushed together in
one
bungee.
Whoa. I'm thinking how
uncomfortable that. So they like bungee together.
How uncomfortable that harness has to be.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Seriously.
I know. They seem to have a good time. I
don't knock it if you haven't tried it, I guess.
Wow.
Anyway, I know. Naked bungee jumping. All right.
I'm just trying to picture how all that would
be. They had a black box over it, you know, like they had,
I bet.
So you couldn't really see how it was all working.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're classy.
Just leave it up
to
my imagination.
ABC. Yep.
They had to keep it classy.
All right. Also on television last night, another atrocious situation. The Hills. Remember The Hills?
The
Hills, New Beginnings. Back on MTV. And now with more Botox.
Really?
Yeah. So Spencer and Heidi Pratt, they're still together. They have a baby. Audrina Partridge has got a divorce. Let's see.
Misha Barton is there for some reason.
That's weird. Brody Jenner has not aged one bit, and he's married to somebody who he calls crazy. You know, it's like Real Housewives early 30s, and they all kind of look the same, even 30 to 50 and 60, because they're all injected with weird
stuff. So they all had the same Botox. And
yeah, I mean, it's just, if you were into The Hills in the 90s, you're going to be really happy because it's back on. And yeah,
and but it's almost like they forgot about the way it ended.
Because, yeah, the way it ended was they admitted it was scripted.
It was all scripted.
So now,
and even last night in the premiere, I'm watching, and I think it was Stephanie was like, well, so I was living in London, and then I decided to move back to L.A., to Beverly Hills, you know, because they're going to pay you to be on this show.
Exactly. That might have something to do with it.
It was interesting.
It is interesting. I watched a little of it. I am a TV.
Sucked in.
I've missed Spencer and his weird facial hair.
Yes, I know. Spidey. So, all right, and then this is actually really good news. Mindy Kaling rises above it all. She, for her birthday, tweeted that she was going to donate $1,000 to 40 different charitable organizations that help others. Please suggest some. I will kick off by giving $1,000 to the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal work in Texas. And she donated 40,000
some
of
them. Wow, very good.
The Trevor Project, Charity Works, St. Jude's, Moms Demand,
Well, there was something good buried in this dirty, filthy laundry.
I know. What a great thing. What an amazing thing to do. And also just, you know, to have that kind of money and just be like, I'm going to do this just today like for my 40th birthday.
Here we got a winner.
Oh, geez, yeah.
You're generous, too.
I am generous.
You got nothing on us, baby.
My $100
Diana
Stop and
O'Leary. Diana, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you. What do you got for
We're going to help with your July 4th $100 gift card from Stop and Shop. You can stock up on savings for this 4th of July. You should get one of those cakes with like the blueberries and the strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. That's what I need.
Hey, have a great 4th of
Happy
July. Thank
of
you
July.
Very much for being a member of the nation, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Everybody feeling like giving away $1,000 in cash this morning?
I do.
Then let's get to it. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here for WROR. Now, we have a rare opportunity this morning for a wild card player. His name is Chris Dudley. He's from Masonic, Massachusetts, and he's in the ID game. So, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Do you play along often, Chris?
Oh, yeah, most mornings.
Yeah? Okay. How do you usually do?
I usually average about 7 if I'm lucky.
Okay. And where are you from again, Chris?
Masonic.
Well, it turns out I've been pronouncing that wrong all these
Me
years.
Too.
So, Chris, here's what's going to happen.
So true.
Now, LBF has cobbled together a list of 10 rather difficult but interesting questions.
Thank you.
Your assignment, should you decide to accept it, is to answer all 10 of those questions correctly within a time frame of 60 seconds. If you do that, we just automatically give you $1,000 from Century Bank. You got it?
Fantastic.
Pass it any time. Don't waste any time, though. You got to get it before the buzzer. Is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 11 plus 11?
22.
What company makes chocolate kisses?
Couldn't hear that.
What company makes chocolate kisses?
Pass.
In what country is the Women's Soccer World Cup taking place?
Pass.
What happened to Pinocchio when he lied?
His nose grew.
The Diary of a Young Girl was written by whom?
Pass.
Farrah Fawcett starred in this television show in the 70s.
Three's Company?
Which member of the four Beatles was the oldest?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What member of the four Beatles was the oldest?
McCartney.
What did John Hancock sign in 1776?
Declaration of Independence.
What is the wife of a duke called?
Duchess.
Who was America's first billionaire?
Bill Gates.
What company makes chocolate kisses?
Hershey's.
Okay, time has expired. Halfway there. Picked up number five. You got five right. You missed three. You passed on a couple of others. So we'll review for
half
you.
Half full, right? Okay. So the country that the Women's Soccer World Cup has taken place, that's France. The Diary of a Young Girl was written by Anne Frank. Farrah Fawcett starred in Charlie's Angels, not Three's Company, but I see what happened there. Which member of the four Beatles was the oldest? Ringo Starr. And who America's first billionaire was John D. Rockefeller.
However, for you, we have a fabulous consolation prize, a $100 Disney gift card. And that also means you're qualified for the grand prize, which is a four-night Disney Cruise Line vacation. Though it's like three vacations in one. So good luck on winning that. Have yourself a terrific day today. And thank you very much for being a member of the nation and playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Excellent. Thank you.
You bet.
Great job.
So who's going to be next? You got to qualify. You do that by logging on to WRR.com. And yes, you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Ladies and gentlemen, the karaoke competition qualifications continue. Preparing for karaoke night at the Kowloon with WRR. And on the line with us this morning is Carolyn Cole from Lynn, Massachusetts. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Are you a big karaoke-er?
Yeah, in the old days.
In the old days?
I haven't done it in a while. But it's for a good cause, so.
That's a very good cause. What's your go-to karaoke song?
It used to be Alicia Keys, but I'm leaning more towards the rock, so I submitted Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
Oh, that's good, but that's
and
a good
when
one.
You're not singing, what do you do for work?
I run the Downtown Lynn Cultural District.
Oh, that's a little cultural.
Right.
Music, karaoke.
Yeah,
it's all coming together.
Yes, it is.
It's all arts related.
Yeah. Okay, well, Carolyn, are you ready?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Lynn, Massachusetts, Carolyn Cole is on the air.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene. Put his ears to the wall. Then like a distant scream. He heard one guitar. Just blew him away. Whoa. He saw stars in his eyes. And the very next day, he bought a beat-up six string.
Hey,
oh my God.
Wow. Kind of husky,
boy.
A real pair of pipes
yeah.
on.
Wow. Oh my God.
Really good.
That's. Uh-oh, I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah,
oh,
come on.
That's fantastic.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday night at the Calhoun.
I'm excited to be here. Thank
80s you. And more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
So basically, the Encore Boston Harbor Casino is. Been open, what, less than 48 hours now. And they already have two arrests for cheating.
You're looking at it the wrong way.
What's that?
You're like, it's actually good. They've only arrested four people. Of all yeah. those people, only four people were arrested. Two for disorderly conduct, yeah. and then the two that I'm really interested in.
Okay. So
the
these
cheaters.
These two yeah. were trying to cheat. And I'm thinking, okay, these two dopes obviously didn't watch Ocean's 11. You know, because, you know, the Matt Damon, George Clooney, let me see who else, Brad Pitt.
Everybody.
They were pretty
Everybody
slick
good
in that
looking.
Whole thing.
Well, I think that, like, when a new casino opens, that's probably, like, a challenge for all these, like, gambling
cheaters.
Right, because the newbies are at the
There's new employees.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now,
right?
Don't you think, look, this whole complex, this whole, you know, company comes out of Vegas. Don't you think they sent in specialists, you know,
oh, yeah.
security
But
specialists?
They hired so many new people.
Well, that's probably true.
It was a lot of training.
Don't these guys realize that there are cameras every place and there are people watching this?
That's
video
part
screen?
Of the challenge. Didn't
exactly.
you see 21, Lauren?
Yes,
okay,
I know.
Maybe you're right.
Challenge
maybe
accepted.
You're right.
So,
yep.
but
winner,
I heard,
winner, chicken dinner.
So I heard this story and I'm like, okay, how do you cheat in roulette? I feel like in the movies, there was something with like magnets.
Okay,
I seem
yeah.
to remember yep, something yep, with yep. magnets. So I looked this up to see how the two most common ways don't include magnets, but there is a way with a magnet. A magnetic roulette ball that you can cheat. But you have to be slick about it because if it was just a magnetic spot and kept landing yeah. in the same, oh, red 22 again. Wow, what are the odds?
No, oh, wait. So the cheater brings his own.
You have to somehow get the magnetic roulette ball, and then you need a device that creates an electromagnetic field.
Okay, that just yeah, seems okay. a little too advanced.
So that it
me.
Brings it to a certain
area.
Area.
Yeah, okay.
So that's tough. The two common ways, okay? And, we don't recommend doing this because it's illegal.
Don't try this at home.
yeah. But I was
but
just interested. So here's
but
how you do
tell
it.
You anyway.
No, the one way is called past posting. So that is where basically you need really quick hands, like sleight of hand, and you take your bet and move it to where the ball lands. Like so, you have to see where the ball is going to land on the roulette wheel, yeah. and then really quick move your chips.
Well,
you've got to
be lightning fast to do
lightning
something like
fast,
that.
Like amazing sleight of
like
hand artist.
Incredibles.
Right.
That would yeah. Okay.
Having super speed would be good.
Okay, yeah. This would be good for an illusionist, somebody
and then,
really, really quick.
On the opposite side of that is called pinching, where when the ball lands and if it's not in your, you know, where you had on the roulette,
yep.
you pull your bet off the table super fast.
Really?
Right?
Really?
Oh, okay.
I think the only way I'd be any good at this, I'd have to say, hey, everybody, look at that!
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Fast, you know?
Right.
They might catch on, though.
That only works a couple times.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right. Hey, is that Halle Berry?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, but like the other way is to be in on it with the dealer.
Right. And well, that's
yeah.
the way to do it.
And that would be
I
the way to do it.
I love an inside job.
You need the inside job where the dealer could actually yeah. move your bet to okay. the winning square.
Exactly. That's what you need to do.
Easily.
I think they'd catch on pretty soon, though.
But yeah. this was just two guys from New York cheating in roulette.
Okay. I think they brought them in the back
New York,
room and
of
broke
course
their fingers.
They were. Okay.
Just like, what's that movie about the casino?
Casino.
That's the one. Casino.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I certainly hope you're planning to join us coming up Thursday night. We're going to be at the Calhoun, the first ever WROR Calhoun karaoke night. And we're going to have like a bunch of karaoke singers competition. Somebody is going to win $1,000 in cash for being the voted the best karaoke.
I'm excited.
We got our final qualifiers today that are going to be competing. And That last one, Carolyn, who did Jukebox Hero. Awesome.
She's a ringer. She's like, I haven't done it in a really long time. And then, whoa.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Log on WRR.com, gets tickets. Every penny we raise on this goes directly to the Band Mass Challenge, which, you know, it's a great cause. Fabulous. So log on to WRR.com, and it's Thursday night at the Kowloon. The buffet will be wide open for you.
That'll be good.
A cash bar.
Yeah, just come and cheer along.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.